city. Which was being worshipped. Sanam was being worshipped at this place. He sat down. Because he was thinking that he was good friend.
Yeah.
So once the Vaishnava priest was taking care of the place, he threw him out. So in this book they complain. The Vaishnavas are considered to be very narrow minded.
Then I didn't understand what a respect is, and I have to waste my time. So I did not answer it. Respect. Thank you very much for your meeting. Is that the first proof of your language? I think I'll do the first form of the case. This is me. Yeah, so. Keeps on the parties. As there's this stage, it requires you for that respect and so on and things. They will say at the end of the world, Krishna. So we are Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So we have to repeat what Krishna is. Yes, it is. You got a sense of Krishna says, Namah Kuskita Dambura. So you are not Krishna conscious, that will not be Mura.
That is why I take him here.
The best thing Krishna has to say about them is that they're abhudaya. The best thing Krishna says about them is that they're unintelligent.
Yeah.
That's from Jati Mapa and then she remembered
abhudaya. Very intelligent. And similarly, those who are Devi Gauru Asipa, they have to discuss. Rasta Buddhaya, lost our
intelligence.
These are statements in the Bhagavad Gita. We appreciate Krishna Bhakti, we have to say, how you can have this. It may be displeasing to you, but we
are not sorry.
No, I only just say, I have watched. But we have to say.
So they are all very pleased. They are all very pleased, yeah. Actually, when you can get the offering, my Prabhupada will again come and take Pushkaran and can give the offering there. They are all waiting, but they will not take Pushkaran and let Prabhupada. There are about 200 people now. They spend 1 year for garden full.
Yeah. the light.
You deny very much.
I spoke very strong. Again,
no, because you spoke that too.
And I can't answer any questions.
Could be wrong with power, the truth, but what do you think?
say anything.
Dr. Kapoor says that
D.L. Kapoor? Bindavan.
That Bhaktivedanta Swami is as strong as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
It is.
You know that?
Oh, yeah, I've met so many times. I understand also.
He says
He also said that Srila Prabhupada is only one who has really taken this mission seriously.
That is a fact. I don't say myself that is not good, but there is something else. Hey, all my God brothers realize it. But he is only somebody to stand here and meet
the other. And some they are starting coming here to see how the peace happens. They all feel. Because they are coming, I think they are coming here. On the very good Maharaj came. Many guests come for God in the weekend or during the day. They tell him that, would you like to go to Swami? Let's come to Munda. Well, our Swami is already here. They invite an invitation. There was a big international religious conference in the report, Phoenix Tech. And all the professors, universities, and did read short. That's what the invitation was. So I understand some of the friends said it was a big feast and all that, but they were nothing Christian also. They were talking about the Lord. They were simply arguing each other. See, this is, I think so. This is Professor from the Lenin Institute from Yard for so many professor, because this pamphlet came from us. They all send this pamphlet, at least the city is this year. I don't know from where they get the address or the name, all that. Understand? Many, many of these new societies.
You become
famous. People are standing and have the
idea. Yes, okay. So we got to many times, many, very, we said one time that church, we could have come here to see how things are, some of the Chinese people came. One of the ladies, not very far from here, and she came one morning and said, my brother is in the hospital and he's very sick. I know you are a pious speaker, can you pray for us? And he said, you praise the Lord, you come here, the Lord is here. And not very far from here. So we hear the noise in the morning, and he has got his feeling, he is a very sincere singer. And he showed me.
वो जो लॉन्ड्री का बिजनेस था
वो चलता है प्रोफेसर
तो वो मकान पे अभी कोई है
नहीं वो लॉन्ड्री को जो देखभाल करता वो करता है लॉन्ड्री को देखभाल करता है
तो लॉन्ड्री का अच्छे चलता होगा
बस तुम्हारा जो भगवान की सेवा हो जाए तो सब अच्छा
है
नहीं तो कुछ अच्छा नहीं अपन तो ये भी काम है कि इफ यू कैन बाय योर ग्रेस कृष्णा इज हियर And we have no intention to come from there, our intention that we have the children go back home. And big fight, all this stuff. I say, alright, okay, well, we must be fully educated, make a full education that you become advanced in education process. Guma is second
thousand.
So I said, we haven't got any education under the law of this country. They had to remain here. They had to go up to 16 years to the school. And if they qualified, then they
can association.
No, they don't have any lessons. They don't go anywhere. They don't eat anywhere. In so many education camps, either they go to the library or they go to the temple or they no friends at all. No friends. They don't even take the water anywhere. Even to my brother's house, they don't take the
water.
Your dad is also and he was not very good terms last 8 years with me. But when I established this temple, my Lord, just because he has also realized it now, that it is good. My difference with him was that you should give up this nonsense of drinking this all this. That was on nothing else about money or anything. I said, I cannot eat this at your place unless you give up this. But I go there, don't eat anything.
He still eats this.
He still eats this. And it's a fact. And he doesn't eat meat, of course, but he said, I have got...
Yes.
He has got business, good business, plenty of money. I'm poor, material, but for what? My father, spiritual father, is so rich that I'm getting money every week. Materially, I'm poor, but I'm so rich here. You are giving so much when you see your library here. Yeah, a nice library. How each and every of your books. And more we read, we still have plenty of money. From the temple, that number translates. We sell the Gujarati magazine. I brought all the magazines from Gujarati now. Second issue is not from the same problem. I wrote but whatever I brought is 20 within 2-3 weeks. Next issue is in the press and I'll see him. And Gopal Das, I also listened. Because your money Gujarat is here, and they are becoming life members there. They are helping very much in the present. But anybody comes here, you send direct to the manor. I say, here Krishna is there. Here we have got everything by Krishna's grace. And all the help should go to
a Krishna. I can prepare something of the
Brinjal. I don't know about Pira, but Brinjal I got. So Prabhupada, the Bhagavad Gita that you have, Gopal Das ne kaha, start Krishna ko karo, to two chapters have been kiya hai. I mean, I realize, Dharan ke andar, kata ki, I nahi karte raho. But it's acha hai, in charge, aadmi ko, start guest hai, aisa kiya hai, but jo hoti hai, aisa nahi kiya hai, professional hai ya. हिंदी में भागवत गीता छपना चाहिए बहुत जल्दी So he said that Srila Prabhupada is coming now. So if you get a chance there.
I meant to say that whatever he has written, let it be published
in part.
So that everyone can see.
Oh, yes.
That everyone can understand.
So I'll send there to India, chapter by chapter. And they can follow
that. That Prabhupada says like this, that he prayed in the edition of Bhagavad Gita. So that everyone will see, and they will judge how it is done. Yes.
I'll send the first chapter to
you. Yes.
If you can keep one copy with me here, and one copy to you.
and the publishing of that people are here.
The difficulty is that in India, different parts of India, different standards. Somebody says this standard is good, somebody says this standard is good.
Well, we are not worried about the criticism.
Huh?
We are not worried about the criticism anybody says. What you say, we take that one line. The guideline.
No, I am not opposite in Hindi. Hindi is different parts of India. It's different standard.
Yes, that is why I have not said depend on myself. It's going from the four people different, one after another. And they are qualified Sanskrit and English scholars. Complete corrections also. It's not going
to you can show me some Sanskrit.
I see.
You have found it. Yes. And you can show you.
The devotees are asking, can we take Prasad and go to men and you have some just coming on?
Oh, yes.
But without you, then?
I'll take some time.
Okay. Is it all right?
Okay.
Tell us that we can take Prasad. Others, they are also Indians.
Yes, they are all dead. You can also do
that. Like that.
That's your call. Well, very well. Yes, yes. This.
Yes.
Give him the book. Simply book. While you're taking this. Yes?
Bhagavad Gita ka 13th adhyay hai. Prakriti. और आनंद भोक्ता तथा चेतना नेचर एंजॉयर एंड कॉन्शियसनेस उसके ये पहले दो श्लोक हैं अर्जुन उवाच प्रकृतिम पुरुषम तेय क्षेत्रम क्षेत्रज्ञमेव च एतत्तु मिच्छामि ज्ञानं केनं च केशव दूसरा श्लोक है श्री भगवान उवाच इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय क्षेत्रम इति अभिधीयते एतत्यो वेत्तिं तं प्राहु श्वेतज्ञे उति तद्विदा अर्जुन ने कहा प्रिय कृष्ण मैं आपसे प्रकृति नेचर पुरुष एंजॉयर क्षेत्र और क्षेत्रज्ञ तथा ज्ञान और ज्ञान के अंत के विषय में जानना चाहता हूँ आनंद घन भगवान ने कहा कि यह शरीर है कुंती के पुत्र क्षेत्र कहलाता है और जो इस शरीर को जानता है उसे क्षेत्रज्ञ या नोअर ऑफ द फील्ड कहते हैं
थोड़ा एक्सप्लेन करो
अर्जुन जो है वो भगवान श्री कृष्ण से जिज्ञासा कर रहे हैं प्रकृति के विषय में हम लोग सब लोग जानते हैं कि प्रकृति क्या है आप इसे पूछिए कहता भाई कोई सुप्रीम नेचर है मगर वो ये नहीं जानता कि सुप्रीम नेचर किसका नेचर है आप जानते हैं आपका प्रकृति हमारी प्रकृति से अलग है जहाँ प्रकृति है लोग कहते हैं सुप्रीम नेचर वो सबसे बड़ी चीज है तो हम लोग को पूछना चाहिए किसका नेचर किसकी प्रकृति भगवान गीता में फिर कहते हैं मया दक्षिण प्रकृति सूयते स चराचरम मेरे निर्देशन में ये प्रकृति जो है वो कार्य कर रही है तो जहाँ प्रकृति है वहाँ पुरुष भी है भगवान श्री कृष्ण जो है वो परम पुरुष इस तरह से जो अपने शरीर को जानता है शरीर को क्षेत्र कहा गया हुआ है और शरीर के अंदर जो आत्मा है उसे क्षेत्रज्ञ माना गया है और अर्जुन जो है वो भगवान से इस विषय में जिज्ञासा कर रहे हैं कि प्रकृति किसे कहते हैं पुरुष कौन है ये क्षेत्र क्या चीज है और क्षेत्रज्ञ क्योंकि हम लोग के इस कृष्ण भावनामृत आंदोलन का मूलभूत सिद्धांत यह है कि हम लोग ये शरीर नहीं है, जिससे से आप कोट कमीज पहने हुए हैं। अगर हम आपसे बात कर रहे हैं, आपकी कमीज या आपका स्वेटर को हम नहीं देखते, उसी तरह हम लोग का जो ये श्री कृष्ण भावनामृत का आंदोलन है, हम लोग ये कहते हैं कि सब जीव, केवल मनुष्य ही नहीं, सभी जीव भगवान के अंश हैं, क्योंकि उनमें आत्मा है। भगवान का एक नाम परमात्मा कहा जाता है, परम आत्मा, वो सबके आत्मा है और हम लोग उनके छोटे से अंश हैं। इस तरह से हम लोग ये सबके, चाहे वो अमेरिकन हो, चाहे अफ्रीकन हो, चाहे भारतीय हो, चाहे जर्मनी हो, कोई भी हो, उसको हम लोग ये प्रचार करते कि नहीं भाई तुम शरीर नहीं हो, तुम भगवान के अंश हो, भगवान के दास हो, भगवान के सेवक हो और तुम्हारे ये कर्तव्य है तुम भगवान की सेवा करो। हाथ जो है वो आपके शरीर का अंग है। यदि हाथ खुश होना चाहता है तो जब वो भोजन उठा के मुंह में डालेगा और पेट में जब भोजन पहुंचेगा तो अपने आप हाथ खुश हो जाएगा, क्योंकि हाथ जो है वो शरीर का हिस्सा है। तो हम लोग जो हैं वो भगवान के हिस्से हैं। तो यदि हम भगवान की सेवा करेंगे तो अपने आप हम खुश हो जाएंगे, नहीं तो हाथ चाहे कि भाई मैं बिना भोजन दिए पेट में खुश होना चाहता हूँ तो खुश नहीं हो सकता। चाहे बड़े रसगुल्ला गुलाब जामुन सब रखा हो, हाथ उसको छूता रहे, मगर हाथ जब तक मुंह में नहीं डालेगा तब तक खुश नहीं हो। इस तरह जो हम लोग पूरे जीव मात्र हैं, जब तक भगवान की सेवा नहीं करेंगे खुश नहीं हो सकते। जैसे मछली है, उसको आप पानी से निकाल दीजिए और चाहे बहुत बड़े भवन में, बहुत बड़े मकान में रख दीजिए, उसको टेलीविजन, सोफा सेट सब कुछ दे दीजिए, मगर मछली मर जाएगी पानी के बाहर निकल। वही कथा हम लोगों की है, हम लोग तड़प रहे हैं क्योंकि भगवान को भूल रहे हैं। तो ये भगवान को याद करने के लिए हम लोग फिर वापस जल में चले जाएंगे तो हम लोग अपने आप खुश हो जाएंगे। जब अर्जुन ने इन सब विषयों के विषय में श्री कृष्ण से पूछा, भगवान ने कहा कि शरीर को हम क्षेत्र कहते हैं और जो इस शरीर को जानता है उसे क्षेत्रज्ञ या नोअर ऑफ द फील्ड कहा जाता है। ये शरीर जो है ये हम लोग वृद्ध आत्मा जो है उनके लिए क्रिया क्षेत्र है। आत्मा जरूर है हम लोगों में, मगर आत्मा शरीर के माध्यम से कार्य करती है। देखिए जब आत्मा शरीर से चली जाती है तो है वही शरीर, हाथ ना देख सकता है ना आप नाक से सूंघ सकते हैं, उसी शरीर को जला देते हैं। कोई ऐसे आप जिंदे शरीर को जलाइए तो आप फौरन कोई सोच भी नहीं सकता, मगर चूंकि आत्मा चली गई तो आत्मा जब तक थी उसके माध्यम से हम देख रहे हैं, बोल रहे हैं, सुन रहे हैं। तो इसी तरह श्री प्रभुपाद समझा रहे हैं इसमें कि ये शरीर जो है वो इस क्षेत्र का कार्य क्षेत्र है। आत्मा मुख्य चीज है, मैं आत्मा शरीर के माध्यम से कार्य करती। जो हम लोग बद्ध जीव हैं वो
जैसे ये चश्मा है, ये चश्मा देखता नहीं, आंख देखता है, चश्मा का सूझ है। अगर कोई कहे कि चश्मा देखता है वो मूर्ख होता है, चश्मा नहीं देखता। इसी प्रकार आत्मा जो है वो क्षेत्रज्ञ से कहा जाता है। वो क्षेत्रज्ञ है, कोई असल चीज है। ये क्षेत्र जो शरीर ये असल चीज नहीं है, ये माध्यम है। जैसा उदाहरण दिया गया जो चश्मा से देखता है, बाकी चश्मा नहीं देखता, इसको समझना चाहिए।
तो इस तरह से हम लोग बद्ध जीव जो है वो माया के चक्कर में पड़े हुए हैं और हम लोग ये जो प्रकृति है, भौतिक प्रकृति, उसके मालिक, उसके स्वामी बनने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि भगवान कोई नहीं है, हम हैं, हम खुश हो जाएं। मगर अपने सामर्थ्य के अनुसार, अपनी शक्ति के अनुसार हम इस प्रकृति पे कब्जा जमाने की कोशिश करते हैं, अधिकार जमाने की कोशिश करते हैं चाहे वो आदमी बड़ा हो या छोटा सा जानवर हो, सब यही सोचते हैं कि मैं इसका मालिक हूँ, और अपनी अपनी सामर्थ्य के अनुसार, जैसे छोटा सा चूहा है वो अपने सामर्थ्य के अनुसार कहीं से कुछ चुरा लाएगा। आदमी बड़ा है वो बड़ी चोरी करता है, वह सब चोरी कर रहे हैं भगवान की, बिना भगवान को मालिक समझे। ईशो प्रिषद में हम लोग का एक श्लोक आता है कि कि भगवान ने जो है उनका ही सब कुछ है, तो जितना आपको जरूरत है आप ले लीजिए और बाकी दूसरों के उपयोग के लिए छोड़ दें। श्री प्रभुपाद उदाहरण देते हैं कि यदि एक बैग चावल का या गेहूं का रास्ते में पड़ा हो, एक चिड़िया आएगी, दो दाने खा लेगी और चली जाएगी। आदमी आएगा, पहले पेट भर खाएगा, फिर झोला उठा करके अपने घर में रख लेगा। इसी के कारण जो ये पूरे संसार में लोग कष्ट पा रहे हैं, खाने की कमी है, अनाज की कमी है, इसलिए कि अनाज है मगर उसको लोग चुरा रहे हैं। ये हमारी संपत्ति है, बड़ा भगवान को जाने। तो हम लोग का जो शरीर है वो ये कार का क्रिया क्षेत्र है, और शरीर क्या है वो इंद्रियों से बना हुआ है। हम लोग की पांच ज्ञानेन्द्रियां होती हैं, पांच कर्मेंद्रियां होती हैं, और एक मन और अहंकार। इसलिए मगर हम लोग भगवान की भक्ति, क्योंकि हम लोग माया में हैं, बद्ध हैं, भगवान की भक्ति हम लोग अपने शरीर से शुरू कर सकते हैं। अभी हम लोग केवल अपना इंद्रिय भोग, अपने सुख के लिए काम करना चाहते हैं। शरीर वही है, इंद्रिया वही है, आँख भगवान ने दिया हुआ है। आप आँख से सिनेमा देख सकते हैं, और आप आँख से भगवान की मूर्ति शिलाला गोकुला यहाँ पे हैं, उनके दर्शन कर सकते हैं। इंद्रिया वही है, मगर यदि आप किसी भगवान की सेवा में उनको लगाते हैं तो भक्ति हो जाती है, नहीं तो विषय भोग है, और उसमें केवल आपको कर्म बंधन में वो डाल सकते हैं। सभी लोग आजकल बजाय आत्मा को समझने के अपने शरीर को ही खुद मानते हैं। इसे पूछे आप कौन हैं? हम भारतीय हैं, हम 25 साल के हैं, हम 30 साल के हैं, केवल शरीर, मगर हम मैं कौन हूँ? आप जानते हैं आपका शरीर छोटा सा था, मैं छोटा था, अब मैं बड़ा हो गया, अब मैं बूढ़ा हो जाऊंगा, तो मैं वही हूँ। हमारा शरीर कहाँ चला गया? छोटा शरीर था वो बड़े शरीर में हो गया। इसी तरह जब आप बूढ़े हो जाते हैं तो आत्मा वही रहती है, आत्मा वो शरीर छोड़ करके दूसरे शरीर में चली जाती है। आपका जब स्वेटर पुराना हो जाता है, कमीज पुरानी हो जाती है, तो आप उसको छोड़ करके नई कमीज ले लेते हैं, तो उसमें इसी तरह आत्मा का कभी नाश नहीं होता। तो वो व्यक्ति जो अपने को शरीर न माने, अपने को आत्मा समझे, उसे श्वेतज्ञ नोअर ऑफ द फील कहते हैं। ये कोई बहुत मुश्किल नहीं है, आत्मा में और शरीर में अंतर समझना। प्रभुपाद ने फिर वही उदाहरण दिया जैसे मैंने कुछ देर पहले कहा कि हम लोग बच्चे से बूढ़ा अवस्था तक शरीर देखते हैं, शरीर बदल रहा है 24 घंटे। विज्ञान के अनुसार भी आपके शरीर में क्रियाएं प्रतिक्रियाएं हो रही हैं, 24 घंटे आपका शरीर बदल रहा है, हर क्षण हर प्रतिपल, मगर आत्मा आपकी वही रह रही है। मगर शरीर में बैठा हुआ बैठी हुई आत्मा जो कि एक व्यक्ति है वो वही एक है, मतलब शरीर देह जो है वो बदल रहा है। यही अंतर है, जो इस क्षेत्र के कार्य को जानता है और जो वास्तविक रूप से आत्मा का स्वरूप पहचानता है उसको श्वेतज्ञ कहते हैं। इससे हम लोग बद्ध जीव समझ सकते हैं कि हम लोग शरीर से अलग हैं। एक छोटा सा उदाहरण और दे सकते हैं, आप कहते हैं मेरा हाथ मेरा कान, आप ये नहीं कहते मैं हाथ मैं नाक मैं मुंह, जिसका मतलब आप और आपकी नाक या आपका कान आपसे अलग है। क्या इसका मतलब हुआ कि आपका शरीर आपकी आत्मा से अलग है? आप ये नहीं कहते कि मैं हाथ मैं आँख मेरी आँख मेरा कान मेरा मुंह। तो ये एक और उदाहरण देता है कि आपका शरीर और आत्मा दोनों अलग अलग हैं। भगवद गीता के दूसरे अध्याय का 12वां श्लोक 13वां श्लोक है कि देहिनो अस्मिन् यथा देहि कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतरं प्राप्ति धीरस्तत्व मुह्यति। जिस तरह से वो देह जो है देही जो देह के अंदर बैठा हुआ है वो छोटेपन से जवान होता है फिर बूढ़ा होता है, उसी तरह से मृत्यु के समय एक शरीर छोड़ करके आत्मा दूसरे शरीर में चली जाती है। जो धीर लोग हैं, जो ज्ञानी लोग हैं, वे जानकर इस विषय में कोई दुख नहीं करते। ज्यादा लोग रोते पीटते हैं, भाई वो मर गया मर गया। कौन मर गया? जिसको आप अपना समझते थे वो तो लेटा हुआ है, और जो चीज में चली गई उसका कभी नाश नहीं होता। भगवद गीता की शुरुआत में अध्याय 2 में जो कि गीता का सार है उसमें ये समझाया गया है। इस प्रकार से जो व्यक्ति ये जानता है उसका शरीर हमेशा बदल रहा है, वो ये समझता है कि वो क्षेत्रज्ञ है। कभी कभी हम लोग समझते हैं कि हम लोग बहुत खुश हैं, मैं पागल हूँ, मैं औरत हूँ, मैं कुत्ता हूँ, मैं बिल्ली हूँ। तो ये मैं जो है ये क्षेत्रज्ञ है। कुत्ता बिल्ली औरत ये सब शरीर, मगर मैं जो आत्मा जो भगवान का अंश है उसको हम लोग क्षेत्रज्ञ कहते हैं।
क्षेत्रपञ्चपि मानविद्ये सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रद्वयज्ञानम् यत्तज्ज्ञानं मतं मम। Krishna has spoken about the Kshetraka. Kshetraka means the knower of the body. As he has already explained, that I know that this is my finger. I never say I finger. So this body is Kshetraka, the field of activities. And the soul is the proprietor or worker within the body. That is called Kshetraka. This is already explained. He tried to explain because there are many ladies, so he tried to explain in Hindi. So, here in the next verse, Krishna says, Kshetrajnam chapi manividhi. I am also Kshetrajna. I am also one of the knower of the body. So what is the difference between the one Kshetraka already explained, the soul, and this Kshetraka, Krishna? What is the difference between the two? That is explained here. Krishna says that I am also Kshetraka, Kshetrajnam chapi manividhi. Sarvakhetre Subhar. But the distinction is that the individual soul is situated in that particular body, but I am situated in every body, all pervading. Sometimes they commit mistake that Atma and Paramatma, they are the same. But that is not the fact. Here Krishna explains very distinctly that I am also Atma, but I am Paramatma. That is the distinction between God and us. When Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna परम धाम परम ब्रह्म परम धाम पवित्रम परमम भवान परब्रह्म they are anxious to realize Brahma that aham brahmasmi aham brahmasmi does not mean that I am parabrahma I am individual part and parcel of Brahma similarly atma paramatma Ishara Parameshara. We should understand this distinction between Atma, Paramatma, Brahma, Parambrahma, Ishara, Parameshara. In the Vedic literature it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara. Ishara means controller. Every one of us, we are controller. Either I control over my family or in my office or in my country. In this way, everyone is a controller. I may be a controller, not maybe, in my limited jurisdiction. I am also controller, you are also controller. So, I may be a little greater controller, you may be smaller controller, and somebody may be greater than me. In this way, if you study controllers, different types of controllers, you will find there is junior and senior. The same person is senior controller in the family, but in the office is a junior controller. The same person is junior and senior at the same time. Somewhere he is junior, somewhere he is senior. In this way, if you study all different types of controller, he sees there is duality of controls. But when you approach somebody that he is simply controller, is not by controlled by others. That is Krishna. This is analytical study of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they have studied all these Vedic scholars, especially Lord Brahma, this is the statement of Lord Brahma. Not only Lord Brahma, Vyasdev, Narada, and recently Bigvig Acharya, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, even Shankaracharya. And latest, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, everyone has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Controller. And in the dictionary, you will find what is religion. Religion means to accept a supreme controller. That is religion. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, also it is said, dharmam tu sāksāt bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the controlling laws given by God. That is called dharma. The real dharma from all Vedic scriptures from the person of all authorities, it is confirmed that Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So this Krishna consciousness movement means that we are presenting Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. Every religion has conception of God, but no religious system in this world has got any clear conception of God. But in this Krishna consciousness movement, it is not actually a so-called religious movement, but it is an educational movement to give information to the human society about God. That here is God. You are searching after God, and somebody in disappointment saying that God is dead. God is neither dead, nor it is fictitious, but it is factual. And here is this God, Krishna. Krishna tu Bhagavan Sam. This is the Bhagavata of the Vedic literature. There may be many other gods. They are expansion of the original personality of Godhead. If anyone is interested to study the science of God, he finds it in the Vedic literature, how Krishna expands by his plenary portion in different names of God. It is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Atvaita Yachyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. That absolute truth is Advaita, without any duality. Achyuta, infallible. Advaita, achyuta, anadi. Everything has got its beginning. Anything is, that is our material conception. Because we have got the experience. Anything we take, it has got a meaning. But Krishna, he is described Advaita Achyuta Anadi. He has no beginning. And in another place, it is also said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Karana is the beginning. So, just like my father is the cause of my personality, father, his father is the cause of his personality. In this way, you try to find out the cause of the cause. You find Krishna as the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karana. Everything must be caused by something. Cause and effect. So, the Shastra gives the verdict that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So this institution, Krishna consciousness movement, we have started. Now we have opened the center. I am very glad that you are coming here. But study the science of Krishna. don't remain blind. The science of Krishna means science of God. The human life is meant for understanding the science of God. Athātva brahma vijñāsa. This is the Vedanta Sutra. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth, Brahma. That Brahma, Parabrahma, is Krishna. Therefore, when Arjuna studied Bhagavad Gita, his conclusion was, he addressed immediately, Krishna, Parabrahma Paramdhāma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavān, Bhavān, yourself. So, don't waste your time, even by minutes. Try to understand the science of Krishna. That is only business. Other business, they are subsidiary. They are not very important business. Why Krishna's understanding is important business? Because it will give you liberation from this material conditional life. We are foolishly thinking, we are very independent, we can do whatever we like, but that is not the fact. The fact is, we are completely dependent on the laws of material nature. Even if you defy a little bit, immediately you will be punished. That is the strict laws of nature. Daivi jinsa gunamai. Mama maya duratvaya. So we do not understand. There is no education throughout the whole world. How we are being controlled by the material nature and why we are being controlled. Why we are put into this position of being controlled. These questions should be raised. That is human life. Otherwise, it is animal life. The cats and dogs, they cannot inquire why I am being controlled. But they agree to be controlled. But a human life, their struggle, then they are called struggle for existence. They are trying to overcome the control of material nature by so-called scientific method. But that is not the way. You cannot do that. They will desagunamai mama maya bhurukvaya. That's why their so-called scientific way, they are trying to go to the moon planet or Mars planet. Why they are trying to go? Because they are controlled. They have got their flying machine. They can go to any planet, but they cannot because they are being controlled. So we should come to our senses that we cannot bring the laws of material nature under our control. We are already under the control of the laws of material nature. And that is our conditional life. Actually, we require freedom from conditional life, but that freedom can be achieved when we surrender to Krishna. Daivi jinsa gunamai mama maya durutvaya māmi vada prapadyante māyāmi tāna karanti. If you actually want to be not to be controlled by the laws of material nature, that you can do, that is possible. And that is possible simply by understanding Krishna. So, we are presenting this philosophy of the Supreme Consciousness, it is not the manufactured thing we are quoting from Bhagavad Gita. The same thing. We are not presenting something manufactured. There is no need, because things in perfection is already there in the Bhagavad Gita. There is no need of manufacturing by fools and rascals. There is no need. Everything is there in perfection. Simply, we have to accept it and apply it in practical life. Then our life will be successful. Simply you have to understand it. Krishna says, Janma karmam cha dibbam me jujana sitatam. Simply to understand Krishna as he is. Then, jujana sitatam. Anyone who is able to understand Krishna in truth, then what is the result? The result is, tattā dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeti gaudhya. Such person, after giving up this body, he does not accept another material body. At the present moment, we are giving up one material body and accepting another material body. तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीर सत्व नवय दिस इज आवर कंडीशनल लाइफ बट वी आर केप्ट इन सच डेंस डार्कनेस ऑफ नॉलेज दैट यू आर थिंकिंग दैट यू आर फ्री यू कैन डू व्हाट एवर यू लाइक दिस इज वेरी डेंजरस सिविलाइजेशन नो नॉलेज ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. No knowledge how this soul is transmigrating from one body to another. No knowledge what is the future. No knowledge what is the goal of life. Simply like cats and dogs, you dance, eat, drink, be merry and die. That's all. This is not good life. You must be very serious, especially those who are Indians. They should take it very seriously, because this Krishna culture, Bhagavad Gita, was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra in India. And we, the Indians, we do not take full advantage of this great transcendental knowledge, then you are committing suicide. So, my request is, all the Indians who are here in this foreign country, keep your own original culture. Don't forget. Don't be bewildered. Be in your position. Try to understand. It is very easy. Bhagavad Gita is not at all difficult to understand. And we have tried to explain as easy as possible. Not that we have deviated from the original verse, just like others do it. We do not do that. There is no need. That is another blunder. We keep Bhagavad Gita as it is, and we still try to explain it. So, I am very glad that you are all coming regularly. But take it, at least one day, this Sunday, you devote seriously studying Bhagavad Gita and discuss amongst you whenever there is any doubt. There cannot be any doubt. The Bhagavad Gita verses are so plainly explained. And this time here is one verse we are trying to read. Khetragan chapi maharavinti. Sarva khetresu bharat. My dear Arjuna is addressed as Bharat because he belongs to the dynasty of Bharat. Sometimes he is addressed as Bharat. So, very easy that I am also one of the souls. There are two souls. One you are and another I am. So what is the difference between you and me? That you know simply everything, not everything, but to some extent about your body. But I know everything of everyone's body. That is the difference. I know the pleasure and pains of my body. You know the pleasures and pains of your body. But Krishna knows the pleasure and pains of your body and pleasure and pains of my body. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. Ishvara sarvabhutana hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Krishna is situated. Krishna is not stereotyped in one place. Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto. That is Krishna. I am sitting here, you are sitting here, I am not in my apartment. But Krishna always sitting in this temple, he is present everywhere. Annantaras sana paramanushayantaras. In this way, we have to study Krishna very scientifically, and the books are there. We have tried to explain as far as possible. Take advantage of this institution. Don't waste a moment of your life. Take it very seriously. This seriousness, especially those who are educated, they should take serious consideration of this Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand each and every verse of Bhagavad Gita, especially, and if possible, Bhagavatam. There are so many books. We have got program to publish at least 84 books like this, 400 pages each. So we have already published 54 books. So, if you want to understand Krishna through science and philosophy, read these books. Otherwise, very easy method, come here, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. There is no difficulty. Thank you very much. Yeah.